way later, though, there's when the suction pipe jam would come in style, you know, to suck the cotton up, you know, and had two or three jams lined up, you know. Mm-hmm. A fellow by the name of Dan Long up here this side of Whitesburg, he put in one of them suction pipe gins. Well, then from there, it got everybody, you know, got building bigger gins, you know, and so we, it washed the water wheel away in 1908 and rolled it off over them rocks and busted, you know, what Ronnie's mill and everything. Mm-hmm. And he was old and every kind of.
So it hadn't run at all since 1908. Those trucks go by here, they.
Home place here was the whole house was built out of wooden shingles, all hard, you know. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the sills and Grandpa put the frame of the big sills, you know, the sleepers old fashioned too. They hewed them out, you know.
I just can't. Somebody's got to be so patient to do something like
well,
that.
Well, that is all.
I guess that's all you can do. You
that's
did that.
All they knew. There weren't no big sawmills or nothing. Mm-hmm. So
that's
amazing. I can remember that 1908. And
let's see, if you're 73, you were 5 years old? Well, wait a minute, 13 years old in 1908.
I don't know. Yeah, because I'd have him gin. I'd little old basket about this way in my hand and just get it full of cotton, go for it.
I'll be back. That's fantastic. Well, you told me you built this house. How long ago did you build it?
36.
1937? Mm-hmm. You built it. I didn't understand what you said 37 years ago or in 1937.
Except the season and those and things and flowing. It's double flowed. I had enough.
Mm.
Like,
fantastic.
I had my own timber here and there's a sawmill close by, you know, and he just sold out my sleepers and rafters and framing and stuff like that.
Well, you obviously, did a very meticulously careful job of putting it together. I mean,
well, I had to.
I bet this house will stand.
It's double floored, and my 2x8 sleepers go across here about 10 inches apart. You could drive a truck or put them things in there.
Imagine you could.
Now, my first wife that I had the 4th of February and the 28th day of March, and I was going up and I had 3 little children and no insurance binder, and we had just what we had on left.
When was this? What year? 1937.
All that happened.
Well, times weren't too good then anyway.
Just from 4th of February, and then she died the 4th, and on the 28th of March, I got burned up, out.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, no insurance.
It's not too good.
Resting, though.
Yeah, I would think so.
No, I've always had the power and grit in me, and some says, but Jim, we'll make a comeback. I say, where there's a will, there's a way.
Well, they have to believe you now.
So, I had that willpower, and she knows I can get out here at 9 out walking in the yard and
probably outwalk me as flabby as I'm getting. But tell me, how many children do you have? You told me you had one.
I have a boy and 2 girls.
Are both all of them living close around here?
And 9 grandchildren.
You got 9 grandchildren?
Mm-hmm. My daughter, one of them lives right down here at this back water. We call it Lee Skillet. It backs up this same creek, you know, from Bartlett. Well, then my other daughter lives in Crummers. Her husband's the insurance man down. So my boy's in Atlanta now.
Oh, that's right. You told me he went to Georgia Tech.
And
all of them finished school and took a business course.